Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Not best practice and inappropriate, but not, it seems at this stage, an issue requiring further action. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has today broken his silence on the controversy surrounding the Tánaiste and Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar over his handling of a confidential document to the National Association of General Practitioners last year. The document in question was a new GP contract, agreed with the rival Irish Medical Organisation in April 2019. Mr Martin said the agreement should have been made public much earlier, and in hindsight, that is a lesson that should be learned from this. Here's some of what the Taoiseach had to say on the matter.
This was not best practice, and the Tánaiste himself has accepted that, and this was not the appropriate way to deal with a document of this kind in terms of the manner in which it was sent to the president of the NAGP. My own view generally on an agreement of this kind, though, I have to say, is that given the amount of public money involved, insofar as it relates to chronic disease management, for example, for GMS patients, and it revolved the reversal of MP cuts, that this should have been public knowledge much earlier, that these agreements essentially are not your normal type of a contract in terms of a commercial contract in terms of one particular project, but rather it relates to the general health service and expenditure in the health service. And in my view, it should have been made public much earlier. And in hindsight, that's the lesson to be learned from this, that these type of agreements with on the GMS, with GPs, they're essentially agreements to improve services in primary care and community care, utilising taxpayers' money. There was no financial gain for anyone in terms of the sending this document to the head of the NAGP. That has to be said. There was no material advantage to any person. It was not best practice. It was not appropriate to do it in that way. And I think what's important, and to be fair to Taoiseach, the Taoiseach has agreed to go into the Dáil tomorrow and answer comprehensively any issues around this, to make a statement on it and to answer any questions.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking this morning. Meanwhile, the Green Party deputy leader says that the Tánaiste needs to give a full and frank explanation to give clarity to exactly what happened and answer any questions that are put to him. Catherine Martin added that her party believed the sharing of the contract was not appropriate.
The Green Party issued a statement this weekend, and the Tánaiste himself has acknowledged that what happened was not best practice, and the Green Party have stated that it was not appropriate. I think it's, you know, all ministers are answerable to Dáil Éireann, and I'm glad that the Tánaiste has been afforded an opportunity to give what I hope will be a detailed explanation tomorrow, and that crucially that members will ask questions, and he is willing to answer those questions, and I will see how that goes tomorrow.
You said it wasn't appropriate. You think it was wrong?
I think the Tánaiste himself has acknowledged that it wasn't best practice, but I'm not going to preempt his statement tomorrow. I hope it will be a full and frank statement, and will give clarity to exactly what happened.
The Green Party's deputy leader, Catherine Martin, speaking earlier. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, in relation to this. Paul, a certain circling of the wagons by Fine Gael ministers over the last number of days, most recently earlier this morning on Clare Byrne Live. The then Health Minister, Simon Harris, saying that he wasn't aware that this document had been released by Mr Varadkar to the National Association of GPs, but he didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, exactly. We've had backing now from Pascal Donoghue, the Finance Minister, Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister, and now Simon Harris, the then Health Minister, and all three strongly backing Leo Varadkar's position. Their comments are also in keeping with Mr Varadkar's statement of Saturday that, yes, not best practice when it came to sharing the document, but, and it's a big but, information in the document was substantially known, and the sole motivation was getting GPs involved and improving healthcare. That is the message which has been cited by those three ministers, and I expect you'll hear more of this from other ministers later on today.
And Fianna Fáil and the Greens, Fine Gael's coalition partners, showing no appetite to make an issue of this at this stage, but I suppose quite something will ride on the answers that Mr Varadkar gives when he appears in the Dáil tomorrow.
Yeah, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he didn't want to preempt the statement to be given by Leo Varadkar, but then he went on and said in his view no law had been broken by his actions in sharing. He also said that Mr Varadkar retained his confidence. So there weren't any alarm bells ringing in our ears after listening to the Taoiseach give his view on this matter for the first time earlier on this morning at government buildings. The Green Party have been taking something of a harder line. Catherine Martin there using that crucial word, Oisín Smith raising ethical questions. Backbenchers in both parties are unhappy, but they're being guarded in what they're saying publicly.
So the questions then that he's likely to face from the opposition in the Dáil tomorrow, what would you expect them to be focusing on?
Well, David Cullinan, the health spokesman person for Sinn Féin, is already out of the traps. He's saying there's clear questions for the Tánaiste to answer about how and why he did what he did. And he goes on to say, this cannot be swept under the carpet. These issues go to the heart of Mr. Varadkar's credibility as a senior figure in government. So to a certain extent, the opposition already believe this is an open and shut case. A document was shared when it shouldn't have been shared. And the question is, what are they going to do about it?
Paul Cullinan, for the moment, thank you for that. Well,